The Associated Press has obtained more than 4,000 pages of documents from the Federal Bureau of Prisons related to Jeffrey Epstein's jail suicide. I'm Ben Thomas with a look at what they show. The documents obtained under the Freedom of Information Act include a psychological reconstruction of the events leading to Epstein's suicide, as well as his health history and internal agency records that underscore how fundamental failings at the Bureau of Prisons, including severe staffing shortages and employees cutting corners, contributed to Epstein's death. Together, it's the most complete accounting of his detention and death in the chaotic aftermath. The records help to dispel the many conspiracy theories surrounding Epstein's suicide. The disgraced financier was under psychological observation. Among the accounts, a description of Epstein sitting in the corner of his Manhattan jail cell, hands over his ears, desperate to muffle the sound of a toilet that wouldn't stop running. Jail officials observed he was agitated and unable to sleep, called himself a coward, and complained he was struggling to adapt to life behind bars following his 2019 arrest on federal sex trafficking and conspiracy charges, his life of luxury reduced to a concrete and steel cage. One suicide attempt that left his neck bruised and scraped placed him on suicide watch. But Epstein insisted he wasn't suicidal, telling a jail psychologist he'd had a wonderful life and would be crazy to end it. But on August 10th, after 36 days in jail, Epstein was dead. The documents shed new light on the federal prison agency's muddled response after Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell at the now-shuttered Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan. In one email, a prosecutor complains about a lack of information from the Bureau of Prisons in the critical hours after his death, writing that it was frankly unbelievable the agency was issuing public press releases before telling prosecutors basic information that could be relayed to Epstein's attorneys and family. I'm Ben Thomas.